这一节见证会，我们要请唐孝前弟兄在这里做见证。
And thank God, in this afternoon testimony session, we'd like to ask Brother Michael Tim to testify for us.
他要将最近从神所领受的信仰的体验跟大家来分享。
And he would like to share with us his recent experience in faith.
我们请唐弟兄。
Let's invite Brother Michael Tim.
请大家低头默祷。
Let's bow our heads and pray in silence.
阿门。奉主耶稣圣名在这里做见证。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I testify.
2015年的1月2日是我一生中难忘的日子。
And in January 2nd, 2015, that was one of the most unforgettable date of my life.
因为在这天呢，我在 UCLA 医学中心接受心脏血管绕道手术。
Because on that day I was in UCLA Medical Center and I was going through a heart bypass surgery.
那感谢神，让我今天有机会能够在这里见证神如何拯救我的性命。
And thank God that today I have this chance to testify for Lord Jesus Christ how He saved my life.
那以及这件事所带来的醒思。
And also the reflection, the lesson I've gained from this incident.
那一天呢有24个小时。
And there are 24 hours in a day.
那在24小时当中，也许什么事都不发生。
And during these 24 hours, perhaps nothing much will happen.
也许有意想不到的事发生。
But sometimes the unexpected can also happen as well.
那就像传道书9章12节，这段经节里面的记载。
And it's just how in Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 12, here records.
那这段经节谈到呢，我们人是不知道自己的定期。
And in this verse talk about men, we do not know our time.
那祸患什么时候来到呢？我们也是不知道的。
So we do not know when difficulties will come.
那我们的生活也许非常的顺利平安。
And perhaps our life is prosperous and peaceful.
那就像这段经节里面所描写的像这个鱼呢，在海里悠游的游着。
And just like what's recorded in this verse, we can be like a fish that we swim freely in the ocean.
那像这个飞鸟呢，在天空任意遨游啊。
Like birds that will soar freely in the sky.
但意外事件和祸患呢，却常在你意想不到的时候呢，临到你身上。
But very often accidents and unexpected things will happen.
那这整件事情呢，要从2014年的12月29日下午3点开始讲起。
So to tell you this incident, I have to go back to 2014 December 29th, 3 p.m. in the afternoon.
那个时候呢，我到了这个 UCLA 的心脏血管科门诊，在那里见了这个 Jessica 姐妹。
So on that day, I went to the cardiovascular clinic and I went to see Sister Jessica Wang.
那我带着我在另外一位心脏科医生那里做的这个检查报告去见了 Jessica 姐妹。
So I brought along with me the report that I had with another cardiologist and I brought this report and I went to see Sister Jessica.
当他看了这个报告之后呢，他立即就安排我去见另外一位心脏科医生。
So after he saw my report, immediately she arranged me to see another cardiologist.
那因为呢，这个医院里面有一个不成文的规定就是这个医生最好不要担任熟悉的人的主治医师啊。
Because in hospital there's an unspoken rule, it is better for the primary doctor not to see someone or not to treat someone that they know or they're familiar with.
那因此呢？他就安排我去见另外一位心脏科医生。
So she arranged me to see another cardiologist.
这位医生看了我带去的报告之后。
And after the doctor saw my report.
他马上就安排护士为我做了一份心电图。
And immediately he arranged to ask the nurse to do an ECG on me.
那心电图的报告出来，他看了以后呢，马上就安排我住进这个急诊室。
And after he saw the data from ECG, immediately he arranged me to the check-in to the emergency room.
好，那并且呢，安排住院。
And he arranged me to be hospitalized.
啊，那我这一辈子呢，从来都没有住过院。
And in my whole life, I've never been hospitalized.
啊，那第一次住院呢，就是住在UCLA 的医学中心。
So that was so my first time staying in the hospital is in the UCLA Medical Center.
啊，那住院后第二天呢，就做了心导管的检查。
So the second day, I had examination for an angiogram.
啊，那检查的结果呢，发现有三条主动脉哈，几乎都是阻塞的。
So after the report, after the exam, it sees that the three main arteries were all blocked.
那看见这个检查报告之后，医生就决定呢，要为我做这个血管的这个绕道手术。
So after the report, the doctor decided that I need to go through a bypass surgery.
啊，那因为是这个血管阻塞的太严重。
Because my arteries were blocked severely.
啊，那另外就是因为这三条阻塞的血管呢，阻塞的地方都太靠近那个心脏的部分。
And also, where my artery was blocked, those places are very close to the heart.
那因此呢，已经无法再做这个支架了。
So that under that kind of circumstances, I can no longer do a stent.
啊，因此呢，开刀做这个绕道手术呢，就成为唯一的这个选择。
So then, I have to undergo a bypass surgery, and that was my only option.
啊，那这个时候已经到了年底了。
And that's toward the end of the year.
啊，那医院的手术室呢？啊，在这个1月1号，它是关闭的。
And so on January 1st, the surgery room was closed.
啊，因此最快可以开刀的时间就是1月2号。
So the next fastest appointment I can have is on will be on January 2nd.
啊，那我记得，过去的几年呢，每一年这个跨年的那个年度倒数呢，我都在家里看这个电视。
And remember, for the previous few years during New Year, I would stay home and watch TV.
啊，那没想到这个2014跨入2015的年度倒数呢，我却是在这个病床上看着病床旁边的这个电视。
Then who knew, the end of 2014 going into 2015, I will have to watch that show, while I was in the hospital.
啊。那这个手术呢，医生是预估大概要6到8个小时。
And the doctor estimated it would take about 6 to 8 hours to in the operation room.
啊，那在1月2号动手术的时候呢，医生又发现另外两条血管也阻塞了。
And on January 2nd, when the doctor was about to operate on me, he realized the two other arteries were also blocked.
啊，那因此呢，他也决定为我另外再做了两条的这个绕道手术。
So he decided he have to do another 2 bypass on me.
啊，那因此呢，我总共是做了5条血管绕道手术。
So in total, I have to undergo 5 bypass.
啊，那对我来说，这次突然的入院又要接受开刀呢，在这个精神上的冲击是很大的。
And for me, this sudden incident that I have to be hospitalized had a great impact to my emotional being.
啊，那一想到这个手术中可能遇见的不确定因素以及手术后的复原呢，心中的压力也非常的大。
So when I thought about the uncertainty of surgery and also afterward I have to recover, I had a great pressure in my heart.
啊，那我甚至不知道我是否能够承受得了啊。这次这个开刀的这个痛苦。
And I wasn't sure if I could endure the pain of surgery.
啊，那个时候你只能心中不断的向神祷告。
So at the time, all I can do is to pray in God in my heart, pray to God in my heart.
那求神能够按照他的旨意呢，带领我度过这场的试炼。
And I ask God, according to His will, that may He guide me through this trial.
啊，那是神的这个大恩典，啊，带领我平安的这个做了一次这心导管的这个绕道手术。
And it was God's great grace that He guided me through this bypass surgery.
啊，那为我开刀的医生呢，也是一位非常有经验的医生。
And the doctor that operated on me, he was also a very experienced doctor.
啊，那在手术中，原来我以为会非常的疼痛。
So during the surgery, I thought I will be experiencing great pain.
啊，那神也将我所不能够承受的疼痛 拿掉了。
So God also took away the pain that I couldn't endure.
啊，那将我可以承受的疼痛留给我。
And He also let me sustain me and give and let me experience the pain that I can bear.
啊，那因此呢，手术之后我只服用了非常少许的这个止痛药。
So after the surgery, I only took a little amount of painkiller.
啊，那手术之后呢，接着就转到这个加护病房。
And after the surgery, they moved me to the ICU.
那在加护病房啊，我复原的速度非常的快。
And while I was in ICU, I recovered very fast.
啊，那到了第四天呢？还来不及转到普通病房，医生就说我可以出院了。
So on the fourth day, before I even move, was transferred to the common ward, the doctor already said I'm ready to be discharged.
啊，那接着就开始六到八个礼拜在家里的这个复原工作。
So later I stay home around 6 to 8 weeks to recover.
啊，那这是突然来到的试炼呢，其实是神恩典的彰显。
And this sudden test is also a manifestation of God's grace.
啊，因为它发生的时间太奇妙了。
Because the timing was indeed miraculous.
啊，那借着几件看起来很巧合的事凑在一起呢，神保守了我的性命。
So, because of all these coincidences, God preserved my life.
啊，那原来我是计划在12月31号下午呢搭机回台湾。
So originally my plan was I will be heading back to Taiwan on December 31st.
啊，那在这个回台之前的两个礼拜左右，我太太告诉我说，要不要去做这个心脏功能的这个检查。
And 2 weeks prior my flight, my wife asked me if I wanted to go do a heart exam.
啊，那我就到了我常去做检查那位心脏科医生那里做了一些检查。
So I went to my routine cardiologist and he ran some tests on me.
啊，那检查的报告是不正常。
And the result came out irregular.
啊，但是那个医生听说我12月31号要回台湾，他就说，啊，你先回去，啊，回来我再帮你安排一系列的检查。
But the doctor heard that I needed to go back to Taiwan on December 31st, so he said, why don't you go back first? And when you come back, I will do a series of tests on you.
啊，那他并且吩咐我要随身携带。那一份呢不正常的这个报告，就是那个 stress test 的报告。
And he also reminded me that I have to bring along with me the abnormal ECG stress report with me at all time.
啊，他告诉我说，万一有紧急情况的时候呢，你只要将这份报告交给任何医护人员，他们就会明白啊你的状况。
Because he said to me, in times of emergency, you just need to hand this report to the paramedics, and they will know what to do.
好，那非常感谢神，啊，就在要回台湾的前几天呢，我的这个小姨子啊，就是 Carol， 啊，一直建议啊，我去看另外一位这个专科医生呢。
So really, thank God. Just a few days before I was going back to Taiwan, my sister-in-law, which is Carol, she suggested me to see another specialist.
啊，他建议最好看看另外一位医生他是怎么说。
She suggested me to go see another doctor and see what's the other doctor's opinion.
那接着他又说这个 UCLA 的心脏科非常的好，那他也帮我在这个 UCLA 的这个网站上搜寻有没有可以说这个中文的。这个心脏科医生。
And she told me that UCLA is famous for their cardiologist, and she said, let me search online, see if there's any cardiologist that speak Chinese.
啊，那结果呢，只有一位医生的名字呢，这个出现在网站上。
And only one doctor popped out from the internet.
啊，那就是 Jessica Wang 姐妹啊。
Which is the sister Jessica Wang.
啊，那这是12月28号的事了。
So this happened on December 28th.
啊，12月28号是星期日。
December 28 was a Sunday.
啊，那12月28号的下午呢？那我也和我太太 Carol 还有我的孩子呢，一起到 Santa Monica 海边去玩。
So on December 28th in the afternoon, I along with my family and also Carol went to Santa Monica.
晚上呢，我们就在当地的一家餐厅用餐。
And at that night we ate at the restaurant there.
啊，那吃完饭以后，我跟我太太说这家餐厅。这个菜蛮不错的哈，我想把这个明天就是29号下午本来要和 朋友一起吃饭的地点呢改来这个地方。
So after dinner, I told my wife I really like this restaurant, so I would change my appointment tomorrow, which is December 29th. I would change the venue to this restaurant.
好，那我随时呢，随即我就赶快发个 email 给我朋友，说我可不可以我们改个地点啊，就改来 Santa Monica 这家餐厅啊一起吃午餐。
So right away, I also sent a message to my friend and asked him if we can change the location of meeting to this.Restaurant.
啊，那我朋友说 OK， 没问题。
So my friend say OK, no problem.
啊，那当天晚上呢，这个也是十二月二十八号，那 Cindy 就打电话给啊 Jessica 王姐妹。
So on that night, which is December 28th, my wife Cindy she also calls sister Jessica.
啊，那告诉她非常抱歉哈，在这个星期天晚上打电话给她，啊，主要是想问一下明天是否她在医院里面有门诊。
Then so she first apologized to sister Jessica. Sorry to call you on a late Sunday night, but I was wondering if you can treat patient on Monday.
啊，那个 Jessica 姐妹说有，并且我们就约了这个下午三点到她的这个 office 去。
And sister Jessica said yes, so we arranged to see her the next day at 3 p.m. in her office.
到了这个。Jessica 的办公室以后才知道呢，啊，他每一个星期呢只有一天，也就是星期一的下午才在医院看门诊。
So after we arrived at her office, then we realized actually out of the whole week, she only see patient on Monday afternoon.
啊，那十二月二十九号刚好就是星期一啊。
So December 29th, that's Monday.
啊，那再回想起来，若不是十二月二十八号晚上到 Santa Monica 去吃饭。
So now, looking back, if I didn't have dinner on December 28th at Santa Monica,
啊，那若不是将二十九号吃饭的地点改在 Santa Monica,
if I didn't change the venue of the restaurant, if I didn't change that restaurant to Santa Monica on December 29th,
啊，那若不是二十九号下午啊 ，Jessica 姐妹刚好有门诊
，and if on December 29th, if it's not coincidentally that Sister Jessica can see patient.
啊，那我就不会专程呢，啊，从我的住处有 Belinda 开一个半到两个小时的车程到 UCLA 啊去看医生。
Then it's impossible that I would drive from where I'm living, which is Yuba Linda, all the way to UCLA, which is about 2 hours drive.
啊，那其实，在两年前，我开始就已经有。右边胸口以及手臂疼痛的问题。
So about 2 years ago, I already had some problem. I felt pain in my right chest and also my arm.
啊，但一直都以为那只是这个肌肉酸痛。
But all this time, I thought it's perhaps just some muscle ache or muscle soreness.
啊，那段时间常常就是运动了十五分钟左右呢。右边的胸口就会开始疼痛。
So usually, I will exercise for about 15 minutes, and I will start feeling the pain in my right chest area.
啊，后来呢，这个疼痛的时间呢就越来越短。
And later on, the interval of this pain started to become shorter and shorter.
啊，那到最后面，甚至说上下楼梯或者弯腰呢，就会感觉到胸口疼痛。
And in the end, even going up or down the stairs, or even I bend down, I would feel that chest pain.
啊，那一直到十二月二十九号到医院做检查之后才知道这个事情的严重性。
And it's until December 29th when I went to the hospital to do examination that I realized how serious my condition is.
原来胸口疼痛是因为血管阻塞的缘故。
Then I realized the reason that I have this chest pain is because I have blockage in my arteries.
那不是这个平常缺少运动所以容易肌肉酸痛。
So it has nothing to do with lacking exercise or that which caused my muscle to sore.
啊，那若是十二月二十九号下午没有到 UCLA 医院做检查
，So if I did not go to UCLA on December 29th to do an examination.
啊，那而是在十二月三十一号下午搭机回台湾的话
，If I indeed went back to Taiwan on December 31st.
啊，那后果呢就是不堪设想。
Then the consequence could be unthinkable.
啊，可能就已经踏上了死亡之路。
And perhaps I will be heading toward the path of death.
啊，因为后来的检查发现这三条主要的这个动脉呢，啊，都严重的阻塞。
Because after the examination, I discovered my three major arteries had serious blockage.
啊，那随时都可能会 发生心肌梗塞。
So that I could have a heart attack anytime.
啊，那一旦发生心肌梗塞，可以这个救治的时间呢，也非常的这个短。
And after if I had a heart attack, the time to for treatment is very short.
啊，万一发生心肌梗塞的时候是在飞机上，或是在台湾。那后果更是不堪设想。
If I had a heart attack while I was on the plane or while I was in Taiwan, then the consequence could be unthinkable as well.
啊，那感谢神，12月29号下午，啊，看了 Jessica 王姐妹之后呢，我就被送进急诊室。
So thank God after I went to Sister Jessica on December 29th afternoon, then I was sent to ICU.
啊，那避免了可能发生的危险。
So then I was free from all these risks.
啊，那保全了这个性命。
And then preserved my life.
那实际上我曾经有过这个心肌梗塞。
So actually, I had a heart attack before.
啊，因为在住院之后的检查报告当中发现有一项指数，啊，那项指数就是你发生过心肌梗塞的人，啊，一定会有这样子的指数。
Because after I was being hospitalized, the report came out, and then on my body there's a certain on the data, there's a certain indicator, and if you had a heart attack, that indicator will be higher than usual.
啊，那虽然我曾有过心肌梗塞，但我自己不知道，还以为是胸口疼痛。
So actually, I had heart attacks before, but I didn't even realize. I thought it's just because my muscle was sore.
啊，就像那个传道书9章12节里面说到，这个鱼啊被这个恶网圈住，这个鸟呢被这个网罗抓住。祸患忽然临到的时候呢，啊，人都不知道什么时候会到来。
And it's just what Ecclesiastes said that like fish taken in a cruel net, like birds caught in a snare, they did not know their time.
啊，那虽然祸患什么时候到来，人不知道，但神知道。
And the sons of men are snared in an evil time, which they did not know, but God knows when that time would be.
啊，那神慈爱的双手引导我避开了危险。
So God's merciful hand, He led me out of trouble.
啊，那并且安排我在 UCLA 医学中心呢接受治疗。
And He arranged me to undergo treatment in UCLA Medical Center.
啊，那在住院期间呢，也让我体会到这个亲情的这个力量。
And during the time I was hospitalized, I also experienced the great love of family.
啊，那开完刀之后，在这个加护病房啊。每一个晚上都是漫漫长夜。
So after the surgery, every night I stayed in the ICU. Every night seems very long.
啊，那因为每个晚上呢都有做不完的检查。
Because every night I have to undergo various tests.
啊，那加上刚手术完，身体常常会疼痛。
And also because after the surgery, I feel pain in my body.
啊，那还有因为这个情绪的这个焦躁不安，晚上常常就。难以入睡。
And also because emotionally I felt very anxious, so I couldn't fall asleep at night.
啊，但是呢，在我住 ICU 的这段期间，我太太每天晚上呢，都睡在这个 ICU 的病房里。
But during the night, those nights in ICU, my wife, she stayed with me every night.
啊，那还有那个 Carol 呢，也在我住 ICU 的时候呢，他们轮流呢，在照顾我。
And also, they took turn. Sister Carol, they all took turn taking care of me.
啊，那回想起来，这是多么大爱心的这个付出。
And now looking back, all these are signs of great love.
啊，在这次住院之前呢，我不太能够体会什么是同龄之间的爱。
So before I was hospitalized, I couldn't really, I didn't really have a great experience. Concerning what's brethren's love.
啊，但是在这次的住院期间，却让我亲身体验，啊，同龄的爱，啊，是那么的深厚。
But during the time I was hospitalized, I truly experienced how deep and how great brethren's love could be.
啊，有些同龄呢，不辞路途的遥远来 UCLA 医院探望。
So some brethren, even though the drive was very far, they still come to visit me.
啊，那也要特别感谢 Jessica 还有Richard 彭弟兄。
And I also really want to thank Sister Jessica and Brother Richard.
啊，那在我住院还有在 ICU 的期间，啊，他们每个晚上都来探望。
That during the time I was hospitalized, they came to visit me every night.
啊，那这带来很多心灵上的安慰。
So that brought me great comfort.
那我还记得要在手术之前呢，必须要做一连串的这个检查。
And I also remember before the surgery, I have to undergo a series of tests.
那时候的心情是，对即将面对的手术呢，心中充满了不安呢。
So at the time I was about to undergo surgery, and I was very anxious.
那我记得在排队准备做这个 X 光，这个摄影的时候。
And I remember that time I was in line, I was waiting to get an X-ray.
那个时候我太太念给我听，她刚刚收到Larry 弟兄所发的这个 email。
And I remember at the time my wife just got an email from Brother Larry.
那我
and she read that email to me.
那我听了她所读给我的这个 email 的内容之后。
And after she read the content of the email,
那顿时呢，痛哭失声了。
And suddenly I was moved and I was cried bitterly.
因为 email 里面的每一句话，在那一刹那中，深深的刺痛了我的心呢。
Because the message in the email, every phrase pierced through my heart.
那我觉得非常不配得到同龄如此的关心。
And I felt unworthy to receive such great care from brethren.
但是呢，很多同龄却毫无保留的将他们的爱心都给了我。
However, all the brothers and sisters, they still show me great love without any reserve.
那我在这里要特别谢谢 Larry。
And so over here, I would like to also thank Brother Larry.
那出院之后呢，也有许多同龄前来探望。
And after I was discharged from the hospital, many brothers and sisters come to visit me.
那有同龄也为我准备了一些补品。
And some also bring food for me.
那有我也在我岳父岳母家住了六个礼拜。
And I also live in my mother and father-in-law's house for 6 weeks.
受到他们这个无微不至的照顾。
And they took great care of me.
这期间还有许多同龄呢。为我代祷。
And during this time, also, I have received a lot of intercession from brothers and sisters.
那正因为这么多同龄爱心的付出，我今天才能够站在这里。
And it's because of all the great love that brothers and sisters show me, so that today I can stand here again.
那我要再度谢谢大家的爱心，也求神纪念你们的爱心。
So once again, I would like to thank you for all your love, and may God remember your love.
那过去常常和同龄呢到医院去探望。
And in the past, I would go with brother and sister to visit others in the hospital.
但是常常都不知道该说些什么。
But usually during that time, I don't know what to say to them.
因为没住过院，不明白对于这个住院的病人他最需要的是什么。
Because I was never hospitalized myself, so I didn't know what they really need from me.
那非常感谢神让我这次有亲身的这个体验。
So thank God this time he gave me this experience.
那我能够了解病人他需要的是什么。
So that I know what a patient needs.
也让我学习到该怎么做才能为这个病人呢带来安慰。
And also he taught me what are the things that I could do so that I could comfort the heart of the patient.
那我还记得我在这个住院的这个期间所以我在台湾的母亲呢很关心我的这个情形。
I remember while I was in the hospital, my mother in Taiwan, she really cared for my condition.
那因为无法联络上，她就在我的这个答录机上留了许多的这个 message。
But because she couldn't contact me right away, so she left a lot of voice message on the phone.
那我出院之后呢，就连忙打电话向她报告我的近况。
So after I was discharged from the hospital, I called her right away.
那并且请她呢放心，我现在一切都非常好。
And I told her to not worry anymore because I'm good.
但是因为两地相隔，她没有办法这个亲眼看见我到底现在是什么样子。
But because we are in different countries, so she couldn't really see how I was doing right now.
那心中还是不放心。
So she was still very worried.
我记得就在我讲话的这个中间呢，我的岳母突然就接起这个电话。
So I remember while I was still conversing with my mother-in-law picked up the phone.
她告诉我母亲说，请她一定要放心。
So she told my mother to be rest assured.
因为呢，神在天上。 人在地上。
Because God is in heaven and man, we are on the earth.
啊，天上有神来看顾。
So we have a heavenly Father watch over us.
啊，那地上有亲人，还有我们的同龄的照顾。
And on this earth, we have brothers and sisters that can take care of us.
啊，他说你可以放心，不会有问题的。
So she told her, "Do not worry. There wouldn't be any problem."
啊，那我岳母说的这句话呢，的确非常的贴切。
So indeed, what my mother-in-law said was right.
啊，那对我们信主的人来说，真的是神在天上，人在地上。
For those of us who believed, indeed God is in heaven and we are on the earth.
啊，无论是天上地上，都有人来照顾。
And doesn't matter where you are, there will be people caring for you.
啊，那这是啊，多么一件美好的事。
So what a wonderful thing it is.
啊，那这是试炼呢，是神给我的一个警讯。
And this trial is actually a warning from God.
啊，那我愿意借着这次的试炼呢，来好好的反省自己。
And I'm willing to really, really look into myself through these trials.
那就像传道书，啊，七章十四节里面说的，这个遇亨通的日子呢，你当喜乐。
And just like what Ecclesiastes chapter 7 mentioned, when the time of prosperous, you need to be joyful.
啊，那遇遭患难的日子呢？啊，你当思想。
And in times of difficulties or adversity, you consider.
啊，那神让这两件事都存在。
So God let both things exist.
啊，为的就是让我们无法知道人的未来是什么。
He had appointed the one as well as the other, so that man can.Can find out nothing that will come after them.
啊，那原文就是神使这两样两样并列，为的是叫人查不出身后有什么事。
So surely God has appointed the one as well as the other, so that man can find out nothing that will come after them.
啊，那首先我要反省的就是这个自己呢，不应该这个太贪爱世界。
So the first thing I thought to myself.Was that I shouldn't love the world so much.
啊，那我是在1985年的八月，从台湾来到的原民教会。
So I came from Taiwan in the August of 1985 to Garden Grove Church.
1986年的一月一日呢，在这个原民教会举行婚礼。
And on January 1st, 1986, I had a wedding in Garden Grove Church.
啊，那一转眼呢，来美国已经就将近30年了。
So now, time flies, and I'm already in the United States for 30 years.
啊，那这30年当中，啊，无论是求学、就业，以及到以后，啊，自己做生意，一路走来呢，蒙神带领，非常的顺利。
So during these 30 years, God indeed guided me. I had a smooth sailing starting from the time I was in school to when I entered into workforce, and later I came out to do my own business.
啊，那啊，神也是给我一个美满的这个家庭。
And God also gave me a wonderful family.
啊，但在一切的顺利当中呢，啊，自己却慢慢这个养成了好享乐的习惯。
But in these days of prosperity, I started to indulge and or enjoy a good life.
啊，那我太太常常提醒我说，你离世界越来越近了。
So my wife often reminded me that I'm closer to the world.
啊，那常常说我要好好的反省。
And she told me that I have to examine myself.
啊，但我总是反驳她说我没有贪爱世界。
But usually I would respond that no, I didn't love the world.
啊，那我常常会说，你看看。这个教会哪些人呢？更贪爱世界。
So usually I will say to her, look at so and so, they love the world even more than me.
啊，你应该去先讲讲他们才对。
Then that you should go tell them about this.
啊，那并且呢，告诉他说，这个我常常也参加教会聚会。
And then I also told her, I always attend church service.
啊，那常常读经。
And I also study Bible a lot.
啊，那也参与教会许多的圣工。
And I do a lot of holy works.
啊，那因此每次她说我贪爱世界，我总是不服气。
So usually when she said I love the world, then I do not heed her advice.
啊，总会和她争辩。
And I will argue with her.
其实呢，事后想起来，这个人贪爱世界呢，是慢慢形成的。
So now, looking back, for a man to love the world is something that's very gradual.
啊， 而且是在神的祝福当中慢慢形成的。
And usually it happened under the blessing of God.
啊，那我们读圣经啊，就知道这个以色列人给我们的这个历史教训呢，是历历在目。
So if we study the Bible, we can learn from the story of Israelites and how the lesson is still vividly before us.
啊，那在生命记里面很多经节都提到，要提醒这个以色列人呢，不可忘记神的恩典。
And throughout the book of Deuteronomy, God reminded the Israelites not to forget about His grace.
要以色列人能够谨慎。
And God wanted the Israelites to be vigilant.
啊，要遵守神的这个诫命。
And to obey His commandments.
啊，那在许多经节里面也都记着，这以色列人当以后进了这个迦南地之后。
And there are also many verses that recorded after the Israelites enter into the land of Canaan.
啊，那他们将要吃的饱足。
And they had, they wanted to eat food.
啊，他们有美好的房屋可以居住。
They had food and they also had beautiful house to live in.
啊，他们的财富增加。
And they increased in their wealth.
啊，那这些都是这个神的赏赐与祝福。
And all of these are the blessings, and all these are given by God.
啊，那以色列人应当是时时的感恩才对。
So the Israelites, they should have a heart of thanksgiving.
那为什么他们又常常的忘记神的恩典呢？
But how come they tend to forget about God's grace?
啊，那其实，人常常就是在神的恩典中堕落了。
But in actuality, man tends to indulge in the blessing of God.
啊，那我常常自己也觉得，我不可能有一天像以色列人一样这样子。
So I told myself it's impossible for me to forget about the grace of God just like the Israelites.
啊，那怎么可能还会忘记神的这个恩典呢？
So how is it possible for me to forget about God's grace?
啊，那更不用说会去侍奉别的神。
And it's impossible for me to worship other God.
啊，但是马太福音书里面不是也告诉我们说，一个人不能够侍奉两个主吗？
But the book of Matthew told us that one man cannot serve two lords.
啊，你不是恶这个，就是爱那个。
You either love this one or you have to hate another.
啊，你不是重这个，就是轻那个。
You either value this one or you despise another.
啊，我们不能够又侍奉神又侍奉马门。
We cannot worship both God and Mammon at the same time.
啊，那事后我想起来，我所做的就是试图想要又侍奉神又侍奉马门。
And later on, looking back, I was trying to serve both God and Mammon at the same time.
啊，但事实上，当一个人贪爱马门、贪爱世界上的享乐的时候
，But when a man loved Mammon and loved the enjoyment of the world,
啊，神在我们心中的位置呢，啊，就慢慢的轻了。
And God's place in our heart will be lesser and lesser.
啊，若是不谨慎的话
，And if you're not careful,
啊，在更多的顺境当中，我们人无形当中就骄傲了。
Under great prosperity, unknowingly, a man will start to become proud.
啊，当人心开始骄傲，这个败坏呢，也就悄悄地临到你身上。
And when once men become proud, destruction will slowly come towards you.
啊，那我因着贪爱世界，常常也就跟着就体贴肉体的需要。
And because I love the world, and slowly I tend to my flesh.
那我们很熟悉的罗马书里面常常讲到，这个随从肉体的人就是体贴肉体的事。
And just like the book of Romans, if we follow the will of the flesh, then we value the flesh.
啊，那就以这个吃东西啊当做一个例子。
So for instance, let's talk about food.
啊，那因为体贴肉体。
And because I tend to my fleshly needs,
啊，那就变得很挑食。
Then I became, I do not like to eat all kinds of food.
啊，那只挑自己喜欢吃的东西。
I became very picky. I only eat the food that I like.
啊，那不喜欢吃的东西，宁愿饿肚子也不吃。
And the things that I don't like, I'd rather starve than eat those things.
啊，那虽然知道营养的均衡很重要。
Even though I knew that it's important to have a balanced nutrition.
啊，但总是呢，马马虎虎的应付一下。
But usually I would just still do my own thing.
啊，那这也就是为什么啊，造成这个动脉血管阻塞的这个原因之一。
So that was also one of the main reason why my major artery was clogged.
啊，那个动脉这个血管会阻塞。除了自己的生活习惯之外，另外一个就是基因的因素了。
So the reason that my artery was blocked, One thing is my daily life routine, and another was genetic.
那我们可以控制的就是自己的生活习惯。
But one thing I could change was my daily routine.
啊，那太体贴肉体的话呢，那结果呢就会带来伤害。
But if you indulge too much in your flesh, then in the end it will bring you trouble. 啊，
那在这段期间当中呢，也体验到这个祷告的这个功效。
So during this period of time, I also experienced the power of the effectiveness of prayer.
啊，当我们人在无助的时候，你唯一能做的就是祷告了。
While a man is needy, the only thing he can do is to pray.
啊，但是人的祷告不都是有效的。
But not all men's prayer can be effective.
那我很担心，我和家人的祷告，神到底会不会垂听呢
？So I was afraid. I don't know if God will heed my prayer and also my family's prayer.
啊，那因为我们的身上都有很多的缺点。
Because we have a lot of shortcomings.
啊，那这样子的祷告，神会去垂听吗
？So I don't know if God will listen to our prayers.
啊，那但是这个在雅各书里面呢，却告诉我们要怎样的祷告才会是有功效的祷告、啊、
？So in the book of James, it tells us what kind of prayer can be effective.
啊，那我们有时间可以去看哈，雅各书五章十三到十六节。
And it's in, if you have time, you can look through them. It's in James chapter 5, verse 13 to 15.
啊，那这段经节就谈到什么样的祷告才是有功效的祷告。
And in these verses, it tells us what kind of prayer is effective.
啊，那有两个非常重要的关键。
And there are two crucial points.
那第一呢，就是要有信心。
The first thing is that you need to have faith.
啊，那第二呢，就是要彼此的认罪悔改。
And the second thing is that you have to confess your sins to one another.
啊，那我们或许习惯自己向神来单独的认罪悔改。
And perhaps we're already used to repent only to God.
那我们很少做的是彼此，尤其是家人之间呢，能够彼此的认罪悔改。
Or confess our sin to God.And usually would not confess our sins within our families or to one another.
啊，但是雅各书这段经节就告诉我们，我们要彼此，不是单独，是彼此的认罪悔改。
In the book of James here tells us we have to confess our sins to one another.
啊，那在这段期间，那我们一家三口呢，也有机会在一起呢，啊，彼此的认罪悔改。
So during this period of time, my family, we have a chance to confess our trespasses to one another.
啊，那虽然我们不知道神是否会垂听呢。
Even though we do not know whether God will heed our prayer or not.
啊，那但是呢，我们愿意按照圣经里面的教训啊来做。
But we are willing to do according to the teaching of the Bible.
啊，那剩下的一切呢，就交托给神。
And we will leave the rest to God.
啊，那这就是祷告所带来的这个功效。
So this is the effectiveness that a prayer can bring.
啊，另外所感觉到的就是，就像这个耶利米哀歌里面提的哈，这个每个早晨呢都是新的。
And another thing I experienced is just like what's recorded in the book of Lamentation, that every morning is new.
啊，那耶利米哀歌三章的二十三节。
It's recorded in Lamentation chapter 3, verse 23.
啊，这段经节很短，他说到每早晨都是新的。
And this verse is very short, and here recorded that every morning, it's new. There are new every morning.
啊，你的诚实极其广大。
Great is your faithfulness.
啊，那我还记得在 ICU 病房的时候呢，啊，对我来说，每个早晨代表的就是离康复的日子又靠近了一天。
And I remember every day I was in ICU. Every morning was a day that's closer to my recovery.
啊，那每一个早晨也代表着离出院回家的日子又靠近了一天。
And every morning means that I'm closer to the day that I can be discharged and to go home.
啊，那早晨呢，从这个窗户看着外面的这个绿地。
And every morning I see through the window I get to see the green pastures outside.
啊，那看着在街上行走的这个人们。
And I saw the people are walking by the street.
啊，我都好羡慕他们啊。
And I envy them a lot.
啊，羡慕他们能够自由自在的走在阳光。
And I envy that they can walk freely under the sun.
那我心中也好希望我能够早一点康复，像他们一样能够走在阳光里。
And in my heart, I hope I could recover faster so that I can also be like them to walk under the sun.
啊，在那段时间也体会到，真的，如果早晨起来你发现你还活着，你都要感谢神了。
And during that time, I also experienced how blessed it is that every morning when you wake up, you're still alive.
啊，神让我们每一天呢，都是一个新的开始。
And God gives us that every morning is a new day.
啊，那我们基督徒的人生呢，就像这段经节提到，就是一个非常积极进取。向前看的人生。
So the life of Christian is just like what's recorded in this verse, that every day is new, and then we need to be proactive, and we need to try our best to live each day.
啊，那我们要学习将昨天的不愉快、昨天的失望、昨天的不完全都放下。
So we have to learn to let go of all the unhappiness, all the regrets, all the frustration, and we have to leave them behind.
啊，因为神要让我们体会到每一天都是新的开始。
Because God, He wanted us to experience this, that it's new every day.
啊，因为他是信实的，他的应许呢，绝对不会落空。
And because God is faithful, so this promise should surely fulfill.
啊，那最后想和大家分享的就是，也体会到，在以西结书那边提到的新的心，还有新的灵。
So lastly, I also like to share with you in the book of Ezekiel, they mention a new spirit, a new heart.
在以西结书三十七章二十六节以下呢，啊，那边先知提到呢，啊，将来呢，神要赐给以色列百姓新的心和新的灵。
And in Ezekiel chapter 37, verse 26, over there God said, I will grant an Israelites a new spirit, a new heart.
啊，那以色列人他们是需要一个新的心和新的灵。
And Israelites, they do need a new spirit and a new heart.
啊，因为他们需要忘记他们的过去，因为他们需要重新开始。
Because they have to forget about their past and they have to start anew.
啊，那这新的心、新的灵有什么特色呢？
So what's the special characteristic of this new heart and new spirit?
啊，那我们可以看这个以西结书三十七章的三十一节。
As we can turn to Ezekiel chapter 37, verse 31.
啊。以西结书三十七章的三十一节。
Ezekiel chapter 37, verse 31.
啊，那这段经节说，那时你们必追想你们的恶行和你们不善的作为，就因你们的罪孽和可憎的事厌恶自己。那简单来说，当人有新的心和新的灵之后啊。
So, in a simpler term, after a man had a new spirit and new heart,
啊，人就更容易知道要反省自己。
And it's easier for them to look into, to do self-examination.
啊，那也会为自己所做的那些可憎的事呢，来厌恶自己。
And they will start to hate the wicked things that they've done.
啊，那这次的试炼当中，也让我有很多的机会在病床上来反省自己。
So during this period of time while I was sick, I had a lot of opportunity to examine my own doings on the sick bed.
那反省呢，过去我做错了什么。
So I look into myself of all the things that I've done wrong in the past.
反省我对人对神的亏欠在哪里。
And I also examine myself what things that I fall short of man or God.
那接受了这个心脏血管的绕道手术。
So after I've undergone the heart bypass surgery,
啊，那我换了新的心脏血管。
So I received a new vein, new arteries. I received new blood vessels.
啊，那神等于是赐给了我一颗新的心。
So it's just like as if God granted me a new heart.
啊，让我能够过得更健康的生活。
So I can lead a more healthy life.
啊，让我能够继续和我的家人在一起。
And that I can continue to be with my family.
啊，更重要的是，让我有机会呢，过着新人的生活。
And most important of all, He gave me another chance to live a new life.
啊，那我也求神呢，赐给我新的心和新的灵。
So I also ask God to give me a new heart and a new spirit.
啊，让我呢更加明白神的旨意。
So that I can understand His will.
啊，那凡事呢。寻求主的喜悦。
That in all things, I wanted to do things that please Him.
啊，那做个合神心意的人。
And to be a man that's after God's heart.
啊，那在这里呢，啊，就是啊，简短的啊，见证神如何的拯救我的性命。
So here I testify, I give a short testimony about how God saved my life.
啊，那以及这件事所带来的这个醒思。
And also the lessons I've gained from this experience.
啊，那愿一切的荣耀归给天上的真神。
And may all the glory be unto our Heavenly Father.
啊，请低头默祷。
Let's bow our heads and pray silence.
Amen.
啊，感谢神啊，我们从 Michael 的体验啊，我们再一次的感受到我们所信的神。
Thank God through Michael's experience, once again we can know about this God that we worship.
箴言二十章二十四节这样说。
In Proverbs chapter 20, verse 24, here it says,
人的脚步是神所定的。
That God set man's path.
人岂能明白神的路呢？
Is it possible for man to understand the path of God?
从人的角度看，好像是巧合。
From man's perspective, it seems like everything is a coincidence.
但是我们相信，凡事都有神的带领跟美好的旨意。
But we believe everything has God's guidance and also His beautiful will.
因为我们所相信的神，他是我们的避难所。
Because the God we believe in, He is our refuge.
他是我们患难当中随时的帮助。
And He is our reliance in troubles.
所以，从人的角度看是巧合，其实是神一路的带领。
So from man's perspective, it seems like it's a coincidence, but it's actually the guidance of God.
所以我们相信，从他所遭遇的事情。
So we believe from the things that he had going through.
让他再一次的体验到我们所敬拜的这位神。
That once again we are able to experience the God we worshipped.
我们相信，将来遇到任何的事情，他更能够知道如何去面对。
And we believe in the future, whatever he encountered, he will know how to face them.
我们的信仰上所有的经验都要累积成为我们的信仰的动力。
And all the experiences that we had in this faith, we have to accumulate them, and in turn, they will become a motive for us.
我们以前可能做得不好。
And perhaps in the past, we didn't do a good job.
但是在信仰的体验当中，我们反省，我们下一次要做得更好。
But during these experiences, we can examine ourselves, and we can do better next time.
我相信我们每一天都在神的恩典当中。
And I believe every day we live on God.
我们也求神能够带领我们每一个人的脚步。
And we ask God to guide each one of our footsteps.
让我们越走越坚固。
So that we can walk firmly on this path.
让我们在信仰上从神的体验当中更进一步的去依靠天上的神。
That from these life experiences that we can rely on God even more.
所以从他的见证，不单他自己能够得到造就。
So from his testimony, not only he can be edified.
希望我们每一位弟兄姐妹也从他的身上，我们也能够学习到。
And we hope that all the brothers and sisters we can also learn from his experience.
愿一切的荣耀颂赞归给天上的神。
May all the praise and honor be unto our Heavenly Father.
我们结束见证会，同心默祷。
And this concludes our testimony session. Let's bow our head and pray silence.